Hey, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. This is Jay Nauer, of course, with Coach Paul Thomas. And, Coach, you know, this game last week, we broke it down here a little bit. And I tell you what, you didn't have to be a real sophisticated fan to see that your team played very well that first half. I think it surprised a lot of people, but I think it actually kind of showed taking Penny to a 7-7 tie in the halftime showed what your team's capable. So I'm capable of, and I'm pretty sure you had to feel pretty good about the way your team played through the first half.
Yeah, I thought they played really well, you know, and executed fairly well, and you know, both sides of the football, and you know, special teams too, and you know, for two quarters, I thought we hung with them, and really, you know, the third quarter, I mean, we're only down 21-7, and you know, at the end of the third quarter, but we were driving in the third quarter, and if we could have put it in, you know, I think it would have been 21-14 ball game, and who knows what happens then. So, you know, I was happy with the kids and the way they played. You know, I think we just kind of got worn out there at the end trying to take with Troy now.
Yeah, that is a good point. It was 21-7 until late in the third, and you had an opportunity to get it within a touchdown, 7 points there. So, certainly, I know it still, to me, shows signs of improvement, and I'm sure it helps the spirit of your team a little bit as well.
Most definitely, you know, and we've probably had the best week of practice we've had since before week game one, and you know, this week, and I think that has a lot to do with it. Plus, it being homecoming and senior night and all that kind of stuff on Friday night, I think the kids are excited.
Well, no question about that, Coach, and understandably, and I think we hit on this a little bit last week, I think with some injuries and stuff, you've had to move your offensive line around a little bit, and but you also got to feel good about your consistent play of your three running backs. Noah Johnson had a good game, and of course, Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Davis, they put in a good effort as well. And defensively, I'm sure you had some great points to show to your team come film time as well.
Yeah, most definitely. I thought our defense played probably the best they played, you know, for a while, you know, in the first half. And, you know, our offensive line, you know, talking about them, you know, this will be the third week in a row that we have the same offensive line. And to me, that's big, you know, continuity with those guys. And, you know, you always like to have your offensive line stay the same. And, you know, here it is, you know, third week in a row, they are staying the same. So that always helps.
You know, Coach, one thing that we, when we broadcast the game, you know, one challenge we have is trying to figure out where the ball is. I know that sounds silly, but I think that's by design. A lot of crossbuck action, a lot of fake handoffs, and many times we find ourselves trying to figure out who has it. Noah seems to do a good job of executing the fakes and the handoffs in that order. But, Coach, I'm sure that's by design of yours as well, to have some deception in your attack as well.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and Noah's getting a lot better at, you know, running the veer offense and, you know, along with the crossbuck stuff, you know, he's doing a really good job and, you know, getting a lot better week to week. And, you know, it's not easy for a kid that, you know, hasn't been under center. You know, last year, you know, he was in the gun most of the time, and now he's under center and doing it under center. It's a lot different. So, you know, I'm real proud of him and, you know, what he's been doing. And, you know, all our running backs back there, they all run hard. You know, never seen a kid get a penalty for spearing, running the football, you know, as we did last week. You know, Noah got one on the sideline there, and that wasn't the right call by any means. You know, I told Noah to keep running the way he runs. He just runs hard, and that's just the way it is.
Of course, you had some activity in your passing game as well. I thought there was improvement there as well, so you had to feel good about that too?
Yeah, most definitely, you know, and we didn't throw a whole lot, and that was by design. I wanted to run the football, and, you know, I felt like we could a little bit, and we did. And just excited about our team and looking forward to this week.
Well, certainly after last week, certainly with homecoming coming up, we've got a rival up the road coming down to Rudolph Eskridge Stadium to play in the Mid-Buchanan Bulldogs. We'll be back to talk with Coach about this game this week, homecoming week at West Platte. We'll be right back.